Good morning, my church family. When I came up with this message, it was a few months ago, and there's been a few newer songs that have come out about scars, and one in particular is a band by called I Am They, and they perform a song titled Scars. And I'm going to loosely paraphrase their song because it's kind of what some of the things that I got out of it. And I probably butcher their song, and they obviously do a lot better job than I do. And if we have enough time at the end of this, then I'll share that song with you. So it says, waking up to a new sunrise, looking back from the other side, I can see now with open eyes. Darkest water and deepest pain, I wouldn't trade it for anything. Now let's stop there for a moment. When you're going through the stuff, when you're going through the hurts, I'm telling you, I would trade it for anything, you know? But because of my brokenness, brought me to you. And these wounds are a story you'll use. Now, I think the song flips to the scars that Jesus bore for us. And it says, so I am thankful for the scars, because without them, I wouldn't know your heart. And I know they will always tell of who you are. So forever, I am thankful for the scars. Now I'm standing in confidence with the strength of your faithfulness, and I am not who I was before. No, I don't have to fear anymore, so I am thankful for the scars. I can see how you delivered me. In your hands, in your feet, I found my victory. When you receive a scar or a mark on your body, it's there for a reason. I can tell you right now that my knuckles and everything on my hands are nothing but scar tissue because of my occupation. So those are the physical scars we can see. It's easy to see those physical scars and wounds. But the more elusive scar, the one that can go unnoticed by others, is the emotional one. Many of us hold on to situations, circumstances, thoughts, mindsets, and trauma after it has become obvious we are still being damaged long after the event has occurred. All because scars are like that. They are reminders of something. They are reminders of hurt or pain, and they tell of our trials, tribulations, and yes, even our sin. Typically, scars are ugly, but our scars can be beautiful because God gives us opportunities to invest in other people because of the struggles we have gone through ourselves. Psalms 107:2 says, let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. When we see our scars the way God sees them, we see beauty in our brokenness. I have to think that scars and their stories are important to God. Scars prove Jesus to be the Savior. The scars of Jesus tell the story of our salvation. The scars were the main way he confirmed to his disciples that it was truly him in the same body, now risen and transformed. When Jesus first appeared to them, according to Luke, they startled and were frightened and thought they saw a spirit, or in some translations, and one that really tells it like it is, they truly thought they were seeing a ghost. Luke 24:37. Then he showed them the scars. See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a spirit or a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have. And when he said this, he showed them his hands and feet. Luke 24:39-40. The Apostle John reports that Jesus showed them his hands and his side, John 20:20, and includes the account of a doubting Thomas who is not with them when Jesus came, John 20:24. John Thomas insisted he must see Jesus' scars for himself to confirm it was, in fact, him. In divine patience, Jesus waited 8 days to answer Thomas's prayer, and when he finally visited, he offered him the scars. Put your finger here and see my hands. Put out your hand and place it on my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe. John 20:27. First, Jesus' scars tells us that he knows our pain. He became fully human, made like us in every respect, Hebrews 2:17, that as one of us, he could suffer with us. And for us, he carried our human sins to die in our place. His scars remind us that he knows human pain. Because he chose to suffer us for us, Jesus' scars also tell us of his love and his Father's. God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8. Finally, Jesus' scars as healed wounds forever tell us of our final victory in him. As the book of Revelation unfolds to us that ultimate triumph, it is our scarred Savior, the Lamb who was slain, who stands at the center of heaven and sits with his Father on the very throne of the universe. Jesus displayed his scars with confidence, not disgrace. Put your finger here and see my hands. Put out your hands and place it on my side. He knew what those scars represented: healing, salvation, peace between God and man, his glory. We all have scars of some kind, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual. They cause us pain. They mark us. Resilience is something that can only be developed in and through pain. One way to measure true spiritual maturity is by the way hurt and pain affects you. The truth is, God sometimes allows us to experience difficult situations, even scarring experiences, to refocus us and draw us closer to him. There has to be some comfort knowing that our God, being the compassionate one that he is, has scars too. In the sense of suffering, he is not above us, but with us. I now, more than ever, know that all my scars serve a purpose. My scars preach God's power. They tell of his faithfulness and ability to restore things greater than they started. And I choose to let my scars continue to tell a story of God's love and the ability to use everything we place into his hands. My scars represent the scripture that we all may know that says, all things work for the good to those who love the Lord. Now, I came across this, and I don't know the author, but it pretty much mirrors closely with what I've been walking through since the passing of Donna. We will probably never understand some of the things that happen to us in our life when approached with the question of why God allows pain in our lives. But it is during our times of struggles that we find out what we really believe about God. It is easy to believe God when life is good. But when life is not good, that's when we really decide if we believe it. Now, this next part may not be for all, but once again, it echoes some of the questions I had. In the middle of our pain, we have three options to decide from. Was God not powerful enough to stop what had happened? No. So God was powerful enough, but did he simply didn't care enough to stop what had happened? I don't think so. Or is it that God allowed it to happen and he has some greater purpose behind it? I know, if not for Donna, my kids, the relentless pursuit of God to have a relationship with me, and of course, my church family, I would not be standing in front of you now. Do I wish things could have turned out differently? Sure, I'm human. I lost the love of my life, my best friend, and the mother to my children. Witnessing the transformation that has happened in mine and my children's life on that day 7 years ago is nothing short of a miracle. It can happen for you if we surrender it all to God so that he may continue the good works he has already started in your life. We must choose to release our pain to God and trust him with the outcome. Carrying this pain around can limit the ways in which God is able to use you. Father God, it is without a doubt a testament to your love, to your transformative powers, to your supernatural peace, that you exist, that you love me unconditionally, that you will never, ever give up on me, that you will always be there for me. In the big and in the small, you're always there. And I thank you so much. My prayer, Father, is that anybody that is experiencing pain, anybody that has scars, that they are reminded of you. May that be through a message. May that be through other people in the church. Allow them to be able to give it to you, God, to let you do what you do best, and that is to love us unconditionally and do what's best for us, Father. We thank you so much. We love you, and we praise you. And it's in your Son's matchless name we pray. Amen. You may partake. Rob, do I have enough time to run that video, or are we? It's 3 minutes. Awesome.
Waking up to a new sunrise, looking back from the other side, I can see now with open eyes. Darkest water and deepest pain, I wouldn't trade it for anything. 'Cause my brokenness brought me to you, and these wounds are a story you'll use. So I'm thankful for the scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know your heart, and I know they'll always tell of who you are. So forever I am thankful for the scars. Now I'm sending you your scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know your heart. And with my life I'll tell of who you are. So forever I am thankful. I'm thankful for all the stars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know your heart. And I know I just tell of who you are. So forever I am thankful for all the stars. So forever I am thankful for all the stars.
Sunday, we're all staying in. So after the break, Commander Jay, our Awana commander, he's going to give an object lesson. And then after that, Ron Rose is going to come up and we're going to recognize our schools and pray for our schools and pray for our children. So I'm just going to make one announcement and then there might